News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now with a room full of folks here today. Appreciate all of you being here. We have three people here representing Everybody Counts. Debbie Nuss is the chair. We have Flint Hills Volunteer Center Director Lori Bishop, and then also Stan Ward with USD 383. And I know there's a lot of community involvement. It's obvious by the couple you brought with you here today, Debbie, but kind of remind us how Everybody Counts got started, maybe a bit of background.
Kathy, thank you for having us here today. I do want to start off by saying that our community event is upcoming on Saturday, August 5th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Douglas Community Center, Douglas Center Annex at 9th and Yuma Streets. This is the sixth event that has been hosted by this grassroots effort. This event started actually in the fall of 2013, winter of 2014, when a report was made to the school board about the number of children who were self-reporting as being homeless in our school district. And at that point, the number was approximately 250 students were self-reporting as being homeless. And so in response to that, community leaders, school administrators, religious leaders, social service leaders got together to talk about what could be done to address the issue. And I'm going to kind of turn it over to Stan Ward, who is with USD 383, to kind of talk about then, because Stan has been involved with this effort from the very beginning, about what this effort has meant and kind of why we're doing it and why we continue to do it.
Stan?
Well, that report that we gave at the board meeting in 2013 was kind of eye-opening, not just for the school board, but for the whole community. There was a remarkable response in the community, a lot of disbelief, a lot of concern about a lot of people just didn't feel like homelessness existed in Manhattan. So many people, the First United Methodist Church downtown, community leaders from organizations, Debbie, others, throughout the community, begin to organize and talk about this issue of homelessness in the school districts. Well, that quickly evolved into a much broader discussion of poverty in Manhattan, lack of resources or people not having information about access to resources in the community. So after a couple of months of this kind of discussion, there was a first attempt at an Everybody Counts at the annex of the First United Methodist Church. Interesting kind of thing. We had probably 20 or 30 organizations sitting around at tables, and we had people that came through. Not exactly the greatest success in the world, but then it was something that had never been tried in this community before. But there was enough interest in it, and we had enough people from the community to come in and talk to organizations. And perhaps as importantly, we had that many organizations talking to each other in ways that we had never had before. So we attempted to do another one of those in the summer. It was a little larger. We did it outside. Over the next couple of years, we moved our location around a couple of times, and we have settled into the Douglas Community Center, which is a wonderful place for community. And the city and Dave Baker are very gracious hosts for us over there. So as we have continued to offer this event once a year, as Debbie said, we've got about 40 organizations that will be represented there. We'll be providing direct services for families and individuals, things like testing of hearing and sports physicals for school children, just a very wide variety of direct services. One of the churches in the area is going to be giving away clothes. The Fit Closet from USD 383 will be giving away school clothes again. The Breadbasket will have some open hours that day. And harvesters will be bringing their semi-load of food that they will be distributing as well that day. So it's turned into kind of a major event as well as kind of a circus and fair for young people because we have a lot of activities for them.
Really has grown, Debbie. And I know, of course, there's changes every year, but as Stan just explained, it's grown a lot.
It has. If I put it in the context of the number of individuals who participated last year, in terms of Stan's right, this year we're anticipating about 40 community organizations and agencies setting up information booths. We also do a community brunch, which is free, and that is sponsored by Common Table. And for those that don't know about Common Table is a group of individuals that's working to make sure that there's a free community meal available somewhere in our community every night of the week. By and large, those are held at churches. But that group is putting on a free community brunch. And last year, we served about 140 people at that free community brunch. And Michael Gassman is the one that organizes that. And Michael can do an amazing amount of magic in terms of pulling food together with a very limited budget to serve those people. And this will, Michael has done either a community lunch or a brunch with every Everybody Counts event. And so we're very grateful for their participation. In terms of harvesters, about the same number of people lined up to get the free food commodities. Last year, in terms of people that had free dental checks, there were probably about 40. Direct services are provided between 9 and 11 a.m. We want to make sure that the health professionals that come, that we don't take advantage of their time. So we do limit the direct services to 9 to 11 so that those health professionals see people during that dedicated time frame. So, yeah, we're doing, actually, for the first time this year, sports physicals. We have a couple of physicians. Actually, we may have more. I think I've recruited a couple more. We may have four, actually, surprisingly, that will come and do free sports physicals. You know, while everybody is invited to this event in the community, we're really hoping that people who maybe can't access these services otherwise come and take advantage of the direct services, but also come and learn about what services are available in the community. We kind of, I think, oftentimes those of us that don't worry about these things take for granted that people know about what services are available. So having this event is just one more opportunity to help educate the community about what services are available. It's also, if you are someone in the community that maybe doesn't need these services but want to learn about them in terms of an opportunity to volunteer with one of these agencies, please come out and learn about the agencies. And then also learn about an organization like the Flint Hills Volunteer Center, who Lori Bishop and her group are actually, they're the agencies that organize our all of our volunteers that we need that day.
Great segue again. Thank you, Debbie. I should have you anchoring this. Sounds good. Lori, you want to kind of fill in? Of course, I know the Volunteer Center, Flint Hills Volunteer Center, very actively, you know, you're involved with this. So kind of tell us your part.
Well, first, kudos to Debbie and Stan. They do a really great job. And Debbie said my favorite word, volunteer. So anytime there's an event, you need volunteers, and so to be able to put on an event like this requires volunteers. And so if anybody listening would like to volunteer that day, we need crossing guards, we need some to help with the harvesters, we need help with the brunch. There's a variety of activities that we need. They could call us at 776-7787 or email us at info@flinthillsvolunteercenter.com. In addition to that, our Youth Volunteer Corps KEDS will manage the children's tent, and there will be activities for KEDS to come in that day. We'll do some face painting, some tattoos, there will be games. Another group is having an activity in there that day as well. So we're very pleased to be a part of it. And like I said, we need volunteers. We have a sign-up genius, so we make it easy for everyone, and we'll explain a little bit more detail on what each specific item or project will be. But especially helping in the early hours at 7 o'clock, unloading all the tables and chairs and getting those set up for all the vendors and the booths and stuff.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break? It is now about 9:15. Do want to remind our listeners, as always, phone lines are open. If folks have questions or comments, 537-1350, toll-free, 866-776-1350. You can tweet us at 1350KMAN. We have Chair of the Everybody Counts, Debbie Nuss, along with Lori Bishop with the Flint Hills Volunteer Center, and Stan Ward with USD 383. You're listening to In Focus.